probably won't even pick up.
Miller Construction.
Hey, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Kenny in?
This is him.
Hey, Kenny, how's it going?
Alright.
Hey, I don't want to take up a lot of your time here. We actually specialize in equipment financing and working capital. Wanted to see if you had anything coming up for the fourth quarter that might require financing. Maybe you got your eyes on a new piece of equipment or you need some money for a project.
No, sir. We're not planning on spending anything until we see where this president goes.
Okay, yeah, you guys kind of waiting to see what happens?
Yeah, we may get things, it's looking better, but we'll just have to see. Right now, we're not, though.
How are you guys going to, like, anticipate what's going to happen? Are you preparing yourselves in any way?
Yeah, we're watching.
aside from that, I'm saying, like, are you guys going to be, I guess, picking up any jobs, or are you just going to wait and see if...
We'll see how things pick up. We're going to be looking to see how things pick up.
Yeah, I at least with my clients, a lot of them have been recently saying, and the ones that I've kind of reconnected with today, they said that, yeah, things should start to pick back up, at least within construction, excavating, and all those industries, because, you know, they see, an increase in more jobs coming, at least for infrastructure-wise and then building-wise. So hopefully things do pick up. That's why you should prepare yourselves.
Yeah, we were expecting infrastructure 8 years ago, too, and the damn Congress wouldn't let them do it. So we'll just see if the Congress may not let them do it again. Who knows? But we'll see.
Well, I mean, now that the entire, branches of government are under one control, it would be much easier for everything to happen, too. So
that's true, but infrastructure has always happened. Until 8 years ago.
Yeah, I got off the phone with one of my clients earlier today. She actually had mentioned that what happens is when, construction goes back up, the inverse relation between, agriculture goes down, like crops go down, so the ag business goes down, but construction goes up, and then it's like vice versa. When crops go up, construction goes down. Is that something that you've noticed too in the past?
You know, I really haven't noticed that. I didn't realize it's not something I really looked at.
Noticed that. It was a very interesting, relation that she had pointed out to me. It made complete sense. So it was pretty interesting. She said that they're going to start buying their equipment now before even interest rates start to, increase as well, because that tends to happen. Yeah, in January, that's what they're expecting, at least over here in the financial industry. We're kind of advising our clients that if you have been waiting to pull the trigger on a piece of equipment, I'd say lock in rates now rather than wait until it gets too expensive.
No, I don't understand that.
Yeah. Do you mind, Kenny, if I shoot you over my email or my contact info via email? Is that okay?
Yes, sir. That'd be fine.
What's the best email address?
Miller.
Mm-hmm.
CONST at ELDI.net.
Can you say the last part again, sorry?
At P, as in puppy, ELDI.net.
Okay. And kind of doing a little forward thinking here, Kenny, are you, do you have like specific pieces of equipment that you usually bring on? Do you like bring on dozers or excavators, or what exactly do you bring on?
Probably next thing we'll be buying, we need a new front-end loader, but that'll probably be the next thing we buy.
Okay, well, you know, hopefully I can at least be the resource to you to get you on a program that isn't expensive at all and fits the business.
All right, send me something.
I will, definitely. And when the time comes, give me a call, Kenny. Love to do some business with you.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.